to them, and I went out to the jangling of the doorbell. At the sight of me, they stopped short, and Verral cried with the note of one who has sought, "Here he is!" And Nettie cried, "Willie!" I went toward them, and all the perspectives of my reconstructed universe altered as I did so. I seemed to see these two for the first time, how fine they were, how graceful and human. It was as though I had never really looked at them before, and indeed, always before I had beheld them through a mist of selfish passion. They had shared the universal darkness and dwarfing of the former time. They shared the universal exaltation of the new. Now suddenly Nettie, and the love of Nettie, a great passion for Nettie, lived again in me. This change which had enlarged men's hearts had made no end to love. Indeed, it had enormously enlarged and glorified love. She stepped into the center of that dream of world reconstruction that filled my mind and took possession of it all. A little wisp of hair had blown across her cheek. Her lips fell apart in that sweet smile of hers. Her eyes were full of wonder, of a welcoming scrutiny, of an infinitely courageous friendliness. I took her outstretched hand and wonder overwhelmed me. "I wanted to kill you," I said simply, trying to grasp that idea. It seemed now like stabbing the stars or murdering the sunlight. "Afterward, we looked for you," said Verral, "and we could not find you. We heard another shot." I turned my eyes to him, and Nettie's hand fell from me. It was then I thought of how they had fallen together and what it must...